Barb recently has given her testimony, and I gave mine some time ago when the pastor was away. So y'all already know that we're just two, Barb and I, just a couple of heathen Yankees that are saved by God's grace that are now in the South by choice. So the last time I gave my testimony, I just decided to wing it. But this time, since so many other people have been given testimonies and they're using notes, I thought I'd do the same thing. So I have just one page, single-sided. And I, too, also need glasses, so this will help keep me on track.
Hey, Brother Dave, would you pick that mic up and just point it right toward your mouth? There you go. Thank you.
Somebody else isn't as tall as I am?
Brother, we weren't here when you gave us, so don't get too much, okay?
Okay. I grew up in an area called Turkey Hill in Pennsylvania. And it's not a post office there, it's just a little area where there was a dairy. Matter of fact, I don't know if they sell them down here, but do you ever hear of Turkey Hill iced tea or milk or anything like that? That's where I grew up, there in Pennsylvania. And I had older sister, younger brother, and then much later, another sister. And at age 7, we had gone to church. There was a special speaker, and it was one of those, you know, fire and brimstone messages. And you know how kids are. I probably wasn't paying a whole lot of attention, but I do remember the speaker saying that if you died tonight and you haven't given your life to Christ, you're going to be going to hell. And so we got home, and I went to bed, but I couldn't sleep because I kept thinking, you know how the prayer goes, if you should die before I wake. Well, I was definitely under conviction. I knew if I died then, I was not ready to meet the Lord. So I went down, got my parents, and prayed to ask the Lord into my heart at that point. Amen. And no matter what age we are, you know, Isaiah 53:6, you know, all we like sheep have gone astray. So it doesn't matter if you're only 7 or whatever your age, young age or whatever, we're all in the same boat when it comes to needing the Lord.
Amen.
And the next many years, I guess really from there on, the rest of my life, I guess I could say that 1 John 1:9 has to apply, because we all sin, and we have an advocate with the Father. So if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. 1975, one of the first things that happened that made me think that the Lord wasn't done with me yet was that I was on a date. I took a girl up to Hershey Park. You know the candy Hershey. Well, there's the town of Hershey, Pennsylvania, is where that all started. And there's a small park. There's, amusement park with a, what do you call the
roller coasters
and whatnot. And we had been up there during the day, and I took her back to, she raised on a dairy farm. So I took her back home, and it had rained. And when I left to leave, I was looking for my watch in between the seats in the front, not paying attention, and came up to a curb and went up off the road into a cornfield, hit a telephone pole, knocked the wire down, and got out, and got shocked pretty good. I knocked the wire down, hit my head a little bit. I must have been thinking, because I knew electricity, and there was plenty of fireworks going on with the wire laying there in the ground. But at any rate, I was told at the time that it was probably 7,000 some volts, but I've heard since that your lines along the road can be anywhere from 7 to 13 some thousand. So I fell back on into the gutter, and I was still getting shocked there because it was muddy and wet and whatnot. But I remembered when I was getting shocked and I was almost falling out towards the road, that I knew that if I fell on the road, I'd never be able to leave that point, because I would never be able to move. So I just tried to relax, and eventually I guess I fell back in the gutter, because that's where I woke up at some point and got into the cornfield and went out a ways, got back on the road, and started running, jogging, I thought, towards her house. And somebody came along, and, you know, I think I was, I don't even remember how old I was then. I guess I was late teens, early maybe 20. And so the car comes along, and, you know, I'm not going to admit that I wrecked my car, so I slowed down and, you know, just was cool and let the car go by. Well, he gets down there. He couldn't go through because the pole was laying across the road. So he came back and said, "Hey, you okay, buddy?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm just heading down here." I told him where I was headed. And he said, "That's down that way." At any rate, it was my girlfriend's cousin. I knew him. And so we had to go way out around and finally get back to the house down there. And by that time, the pain was starting to get pretty bad. I had burned up my left foot pretty bad, and had burns up my side, and I got scars all over the place from that one. So that was the first time that I knew that my time wasn't up here. The Lord had more for me. In 82, I actually took a motorcycle trip down with that girl's brother. We came down because she was working at Camp Victory. And so that was the first time I got down here through this area, and maybe even saw some of you guys. But we did we went the whole way out to along the through the west, the whole way to the very corner of California, and then back home. But somewhere in the early 80s, our church had a fall retreat, and it was kind of a college and career retreat. And on the way back from the retreat, I was bringing back, I think, three other guys were in the car with me, a little 1980 VW Rabbit, yellow thing. And coming down through the mountains, the way they do it in Pennsylvania and other areas, I guess, when they're coming through near a river and they don't have much room, they'll cut the side of the mountain away to be able to make the road through there. And it was just a two-lane road with a center lane passing. And we got through there, and it was freezing rain. It was actually mostly just rain, but in the shade of that hill, it was frozen. So coming through there, it started spinning. I couldn't control it. I had it turn, the wheel turned as far as I could, and I was in the wrong lane. I was in the lane coming towards me, and an 18-wheeler was barreling down right towards us, and we were still skidding. I had the wheel turned as hard as I could, and nothing was happening. I was just skidding. So I yelled for everybody. I said, "Everybody get down." Not sure how much that would have helped, but all but one of us really did. Got our heads down. So I didn't see what happened, but when the time was passed where this, I thought we should have been dead, and nothing happened. I finally looked up, and we were I was back right where I should have been. The car was stalled, and I could see the 18-wheeler in the lights going the other direction, you know, behind us. So honestly, don't know what happened. The Lord worked it out that we got moved out of the way, I guess, just in time. So
Amen.
That was another blessing of the Lord. And then briefly, somewhere later than in the 80s, Bill Russell, some of you guys remember maybe when Bill Russell and Joyce were here, they visited us from Pennsylvania. I worked with Bill at doing appliance repair, and he started bugging me about this piano player at their church that I just needed to date this piano player. And I just wasn't having anything of it at the time, because earlier he had tried to get me hooked up with his sister, and that wasn't going to happen either. And so at some point, quite a bit later, I guess I did date once or so there, and then there was nothing for maybe a couple of years. And then we started dating again, and the end of the story is that beautiful lady that sits with me here in church married me in July 30th of 1988. And then this last part can go pretty quickly. I think Barb talked in a little more detail about this, but we were obviously both born in the same county in Pennsylvania. And with my job with Whirlpool, we moved. My first promotion was to Benton Harbor, Michigan on the tech line. And we moved from, after 2 years out there, we moved to Maryland. I was doing regional training for Whirlpool. We moved from there, then I got a promotion, went back to Michigan, and we were out there for, I think, almost 11 years, stand corrected. And then we moved, had an opportunity to move back to Pennsylvania, which we did. And then the last move you guys know about, because we all came down here to see y'all in 2017. And what was that? I'm getting better. But the last thing I have here, and actually this morning, I won't say who, but there was a couple people outside. We were talking about memory and lack of it. And I can't tell you how many times I've been working on the computer doing something, and I pull out my phone because I had to check something, and I have no clue what I was. I have to go back to the computer to figure out what I was doing. Memory's just not getting any better. And that reminded me of something that I had heard, and I looked it up to see who the quote came from. John Newton said this towards the end of his life. He said, "Although my memory's fading, I remember two things very clearly. I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior." And I think that's just something that I want to hold on to if I forget everything else.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. That's a wonderful quote. I am a great sinner, and He is a great Savior. Amen. Thank you, Brother Dave. Appreciate that very much. I believe, Miss Debbie, you're going to go next Sunday night. Is that right? Miss Debbie and maybe Brother Jimmy, but not sure about that yet. But we know Miss Debbie will go next Sunday night, give us her testimony. And then at some point, Brother Jimmy will give his. And as far as I know, unless there's somebody that's changed their mind, that'll be the last from the congregation. Anybody change your mind? Want to step out? All right. Well, I do appreciate everybody that's took part in this. It's been a blessing to me just being able to hear the different testimonies and learn about people and how you came to know the Lord and that sort of thing. It's always a blessing to me. And don't ever forget what a powerful witness your testimony can be for the Lord Jesus Christ. You may not know a whole lot of Bible, but you can always tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. And that's a wonderful way to be a testimony for the Lord, just to tell him what he's done for you in your life. All right, we